Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Whoa. 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right. You know, it's interesting. The news cycles, right, they'll go from Trump to politics to, Bieber. I think Justin Bieber got a lot of headlines. Taylor Swift. And the last few days, even though I think it should have gotten a lot more attention, was the rise of anti-Semitism and what was going on these college campuses. And it happened in my neck of the woods. So there's multiple campuses that have had these protests that have been anti-Israel in support of Palestine. And UNLV apparently had a protest, yesterday. And some of the rhetoric that was being said was that Israel was racist. Israel was racist. Now, I don't know if any of those individuals have been to Israel. But in Israel, you have Arab Israelis, Black Israelis, Latino Israelis, gay Israelis, lesbian Israelis, Christian Israelis. Israel's a country. And I was there during Pride Week, Pride Month. I was there last June. In Tel Aviv, there were more LGBTQ flags all over the place than Israeli flags. And from what I understand, if you're LGBTQ in Gaza or under Hamas territory, things don't go well for you. And so the problem I'm having is I don't think a lot of the people showing up at these protests know what the hell they're talking about. And I don't understand how they're not educated on the subject. I would say Israel is one of the least racist countries, and that you could go anywhere, be of any color or creed. We, in Israel, the hospitals take care of Syrians, Egyptians, Jordanians. The hospital doesn't say no non-Jews allowed. Anybody could be there. Christians have full roam. This is, now, I understand that some areas they separate men and women, but I have not seen another country recently in my travels that was so pro-LGBTQAI+. And you see individuals saying that I'm just so frustrated because you don't have time to sit and talk to each person and they don't want to be talked to. I think there a lot of these protests are being planned. I think there are non-students being brought in. I think students are feeling like they have to choose a side. I mean, many of us have Jewish friends and Muslim friends. I have Egyptian friends. I have Syrian friends. I have Jordanian friends. And so when you are in America, per se, and you go to college, you want to be there to support your friends. And when they say, well, Palestine needs to be free, and then they start to chant from the river to the sea, well, do you even know what that means? From the river to the sea means the abolishment and the death and the destruction of Israel. Do you even realize that you're calling for genocide when you say that? I think we have a lot of uneducated individuals not understanding what they're getting into and what they're advocating for. And I get people are frustrated. I mean, look at what happened during the Black Lives Matters riots. Many people were just so frustrated with what's going on with that they're like, you know what? I want to just shake stuff up. And we had a lot of individuals that weren't really there for the cause. And it's because when people are mad, they need an outlet. They need a place to go. Like Friday night, I'm all dressed up, ready to go. Where's the party? Oh, come on. There has to be a party. Well, George is having something at his house. And then fine, let's do it. I'm all dressed up and ready to go. And so what we're having right now in this country, from a psychological standpoint, sorry, part of my breakfast is coming out. I think it's still there. The problem we're having psychologically is we have many individuals that just, they want to fight. They want change. They are unhappy. And if they can't revolt against Biden, revolt against their employer, revolt against Trump, revolt against their weight or whatever they're upset about. You know, we got this over here. You could come to campus and you could wave flags and you could be chanting these things. Okay, understand you're being videotaped. Do you really want to be caught on videotape saying something racist, anti-Semitic, saying something incorrect? And I also don't understand why we don't have the ACLU. There were many people that were killed of the LGBTQAI plus community on October 7th. Where's the outcry? Where's the, you know, I think I saw there was somebody that was holding something saying queers for Hamas. Do they understand what Hamas did to some of their own? And I think we have a lack of understanding of what is going on. And, you know, when I see the term free Palestine, I think Palestinians need to be freed from Hamas control. I think Palestine needs to be free from a terrorist group who decides to massacre people next door and then run back and hide behind their women and children in schools and hospitals. Palestine does need to be free from that. That's horrible. If Palestine, who has been ruling themselves, wants to elect their own leaders. But when the rhetoric I am seeing is, but that's not what's going on. Now, I understand everything is up for interpretation, but I believe that there are people that just really want to fight and want a war. I mean, we could probably bring back the Popeye's chicken sandwich and the Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I think we'll see people go at it. That's just where we are right now, and it's scary. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a recent study has found that nearly half of public health workers left their jobs between 2017 and 2021, which means state and local health departments nationally need to hire 80,000 people to adequately provide public health services. Well, Public Health AmeriCorps is partnering with the CDC. So it's a partnership between AmeriCorps and CDC to help fill this gap and advance more equitable health outcomes for underserved communities. With the support from Public Health AmeriCorps, Recovery Corps provides people power to address the growing issue of substance use disorders, and we're going to be speaking about that in Illinois. So joining us next is Michael D. Smith, Chief Executive Officer of AmeriCorps. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Me.
Well, we appreciate all you do. You know, we talk about health disparities and how to have more equitable health outcomes for underserved communities. So we are very, very grateful for all the great work you do. Talk to us about AmeriCorps.
Well, AmeriCorps is the federal agency for volunteering and service. We've been around for about 30 years. We have a simple mission. How do we strengthen communities, transform lives, and foster civic engagement through the power of volunteering and service? We've got about 200,000 AmeriCorps members and AmeriCorps senior volunteers that are serving in nearly 40,000 locations all across the country. So chances are, if there's a challenge in a community and there are people of goodwill doing something about it, AmeriCorps members are right at the heart of that work.
God bless them for that and you. So talk to us about what the public health needs are currently. And we know there's a lot, but talk to us about what you guys are addressing.
Well, Dr. Dahlia, you said it during your opening. The COVID-19 pandemic shined a giant spotlight on some of the existing challenges that communities were already facing. A lot of these disparities were already lurking under the surface, and we just exposed them during the pandemic. You heard that adage that sunlight is the best disinfectant. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic shined a lot of sunlight. And one of the challenges that we saw was the fact that we were missing so many public health workers. And that shows up in very real ways for communities, whether mothers need someone to help them navigate through the birthing process, whether we need early childhood navigators, we need people in our food banks for health and nutrition, whether we need youth mental health supports. We are missing 80,000 public health workers. And so that is a huge challenge that we're facing right now, an issue that we're excited to tackle.
Absolutely. So I've done a lot of charity work. I've worked with a lot of community events, and finding volunteers is difficult. And you might have volunteers that are really, really on board for the first week or so, but then they have other things in their lives. How do you, I mean, it's a challenge. You need 80,000 people. How do you do that? How do you retain volunteers?
Yeah, so what's wonderful about AmeriCorps is we're not episodic volunteering. Look, communities need episodic volunteers. We need people that are going to show up for the food drive or come once a week. But AmeriCorps members are members. They are doing long-term sustained service. And for their service, they get a living allowance to help them keep a roof over their head while they're serving. They get an education award so they can pay down student debt and pay for post-secondary education, and they get world-class training. So there is a contract we have with our AmeriCorps members. Look, they're not making a salary that they would make in the private sector. There is certainly sacrifice that is happening, and we are grateful for their kindness. But these are critical resources that are making a commitment, making a pledge. They actually stand up and swear a pledge to serve in their communities for a year, 2 years. Some serve up to 4 years to do this work.
That's amazing. And thank you for doing that, you know, because it is. There's definitely value, especially with paying down student loan or the, you know, to help. Because there's many medical students that come out of medical school going, I want to help the underserved, but the job per se, even though they're rural, may not have that. Sometimes they could also volunteer and you'd be able to, it's a great incentive. Not to mention, it's a great incentive to be able to help your community.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We actually did a launch event for Public Health AmeriCorps in Milwaukee, and I met the doctor who was running the Public Health AmeriCorps program, a young doctor, and he said to me, you know, 10 years ago I came in as an AmeriCorps member to this community health clinic because my parents were really pushing me to go into medical school, and I didn't know if it was what I wanted to do, so I saw this AmeriCorps program at this community health clinic, so I thought I'd try it. And then 10 years later, he's a doctor that's running the Public Health AmeriCorps program. So he got some help with his loans, but also found his life calling in the process.
I interview students for medical schools. I tell you, you have something like this on your resume for any industry you're going into. It's big. It helps. Michael, you're chief executive officer of AmeriCorps. Do you have like college student groups or high school groups? Because I think community service and public service is something that I think a lot of students want to do. They're always looking for community service, but this is something that doesn't end after sophomore year or end after college. This is something you could be a part of the rest of your life.
Yeah, look, we take AmeriCorps members anywhere over 18. If you're 18, 80, anywhere in between. Actually, I was with an AmeriCorps senior member recently who was over 90. We want you. We want to bring you in. And AmeriCorps, the Public Health AmeriCorps program, is going to look different in little in different communities. Some are going to be part-time Public Health AmeriCorps members. Some are going to be full-time. Some are going to be working in community health clinics. Some are going to be working in schools. Some are going to be working at food banks. And so we want to bring you in as you are. And one of the things that I am proud about is this is really equity-centered. A lot of workforce programs, as you know, Dr. Dahlia, in the public health sector, want you to have a master's degree. I don't need you to have a degree at all.
Right.
In fact, 90% of our Public Health AmeriCorps members don't have a college degree. We will bring you in. We will provide you with the training, and then we will get you set up on the path to the education that you need.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were speaking in on a previous show about how many people are facing layoffs, many people are in between jobs. This is also a great way for you to, one, still keep your skills up, still be around people, and even spark, you know, what some ideas in terms of what your next chapter could be. A lot of times there's things that are in the community and there's needs in the community, and, you know, you find, to me, it's the most rewarding. I love helping the public. It garners more ideas of what else I could do with my life.
That's so true. Gandhi said it best. He said, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in service. And we hear that all the time, whether it's a young person just getting out of high school that said, I really should have gone to college, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I did this. And now I know I want to be a teacher. Or
right.
We actually find older folks over 55 who said, you know, I was a legal secretary for 20 years and I hated that job. And then I learned about this Public Health AmeriCorps program where I get to work in the schools and that's where I want to be, or I get to work with seniors. And so this is an opportunity to help you find yourself, discover how you can apply your talents to the issues that your community is really struggling with.
Michael, how can my viewers find out more information?
So all they have to do is go to AmeriCorps.gov/public health. We have opportunities all over the country. We've got 4,000 public health AmeriCorps members that are currently serving in about 1,000 locations. But we need more. So please go to AmeriCorps.gov/public health, and we will help you find a place in your community. Or, and, you know, maybe you want to try going to another state, and we can help you with that as well.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you, Michael. You and your AmeriCorps team, we really, really appreciate all you do, and we can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. I appreciate you.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, one thing I've always done to help prevent or depression or manage a funk that I might start getting into is I'll immediately do something in the community. To me, community service and public service, I just feel better about myself. And maybe it's because I see individuals whose lives are way worse than I had it, or I start to kind of put things into a better perspective. Or maybe it's because I feel like, you know, sometimes for those of us that kind of suffer from, you know, I'm just in a funk, or I just don't have confidence, you know, we feel like it's because we haven't accomplished something. Me, I'm very accomplished driven. I need to know I finished a task. If I have an unfinished task, it bothers me. And so I want to know I completed something. I want to know I made a difference. And something like that is, I think, valuable. So for those of you looking for, you know, I think this would be a great reboot. And I feel like I'm doing what I need to, and, you know, doing my public service. Check out AmeriCorps.gov/public health. You know, they need 80,000 people. It is mind-boggling how there are individuals out there that tirelessly work every day to help our community, and they just don't get the spotlight they need. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. The judge will hear more arguments over Trump's alleged gag order violations. Taking the witness stand Thursday will be lawyer Keith Davidson, who claims that in 2016 he represented two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. President Biden's facing criticism from those who argue he's not forcefully addressing instances of anti-Semitism at some of the college campus demonstrations. But as John Schaefer reports, the White House is standing by its reaction.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on X, previously known as Twitter, and Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, have you ever been a whistleblower? Whistleblowers are known to be those that say something's wrong, alert people that something's wrong. Something might happen to that person. They might get fired. And they don't want the sequelae that's going to ensue if the company doesn't get their act together to fall on them, and they'd be the fall guy. So how this whole whistleblower thing happens, and the reason why this is in the news is we are being told a second whistleblower from the company of Boeing has now died. And this is starting to make people a little nervous about what's going on with Boeing. Is it a coincidence? Actually, let me just tell you really quickly what's going on. Then I want to talk about whistleblowers, because some of you guys might be whistleblowers. And so it's an interesting concept. But this second Boeing whistleblower had raised the alarm about defects in the 735 MAX jets, and he died at the age of 45. Daily Mail is reporting that Joshua Dean accused the supplier of ignoring safety flaws in the 737 MAX. This comes 2 months after Boeing's formerly quality control manager, John Barnett, allegedly took his own life. And so Joshua Dean said he was fired from his job as a quality auditor at Spirit AeroSystems for questioning standards at the supplier's plant in Wichita, Kansas. Spirit manufactured the door plug on the Boeing jet, which shockingly blew out midair on an Alaskan Flight Airlines in January, which started a lot of now the focus on and investigations on what's going on with their planes. Yet Dean died in a hospital this week. He had a sudden illness, the family said. He had been fired, though, the previous year in April 2023. But earlier this year, he had spoken to NPR about being fired. He said, "I think they were sending out a message to anybody else. If you are too loud, we'll silence you." So, you know, I'm not here to say that this, I'm just saying he died. It could have been from COVID, could have been from another medical condition. People do die, but this is now the second whistleblower that did. And so many of you may actually fall under this trap of being a whistleblower. I don't think the average person wants to be a whistleblower. Now, I've worked in places where something is wrong. Things are being done wrong. And if you are a good employee with a good work ethic, you want to rectify. If you see food is being served not properly cooked, "Hey guys, just let you know, we probably need to fire this up. I see some peak." That should be thanked. That should be commended. If you see students are not being taught the right thing and people are complaining, you're like, "Hey guys, just need to kind of fix this. You know, I think the students are not understanding this concept. Let's fix it." If there's, you know, money mismanagement, whatever. I've learned time and time again that these companies or institutions will want to use somebody as a fall guy. And so you need to be aware that if there is something wrong, if you decide to just, you know, fly under the radar and just play dumb and not get fired by not saying anything and let that evil or that BS continue, you don't realize that you could be at risk for you being the fall guy. So if anything is on your watch, you owe it to the job, the customer, the student, to do the job right. And if somebody's trying to put you in charge of something that is BS or wrong, get the hell out of there. It's not worth it. And so, wasn't there somebody who was fired from that Titan sub where he didn't think the Titan sub was going to be safe enough to go and look around the Titanic, and then it ended up killing four people? People get fired for the stupidest reasons. And I have seen amazing employees who did exactly what they should do, who were some of the biggest assets, lose their jobs. Why? Not because they made too much noise. Now, I've seen other situations where there are people complaining about everything. "He looked at me wrong. He's a perv. He's, you know, this happened." And, you know, please, let's go through the proper process with the complaints. Tell us exactly what happened. And I get it. You have some people where they're just miserable and they just hate everything. "I don't like my computer screen. I don't like this. We're doing lunches wrong. We're doing this wrong." It has to be your advice and your recommendations has to be, you know, practical. It has to be valid and logical, and it has to be productive. And so there are many times where you might find yourself where something's going to go wrong. And I don't want to look like I was a part of it. If you think you are working for an institution where there's evil going on or fraud or bad management or a health risk, you got to get the hell out of there. If you think people are at risk, you need to report it, too. And so it's frightening because what's happening now, and again, this could just all be sensationalism. I mean, a lot of people work at Boeing. A lot of people commit suicide. A lot of people end up in the hospital. This could all be purely coincidental. But when the headlines are saying two whistleblowers are dead, it starts to scare people into not being whistleblowers. And, you know, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect other people. You know, if you know somebody, like, let's say there's a hit list, like a student had this hit list. If you see this hit list, you got to report it to somebody. It's your duty. There's a child that has a whole bunch of kids on the names that they want to kill. Now, it turned out the school let them back in, and parents are pretty ticked. This, I think, happened in Maryland? Yeah. But it is your duty to say, hey, I need to alert you, because you might be the first person to know that something could be going down. And we're talking about airplanes with Boeing. Okay, lives could be at stake. Thank God nobody died when that door or the plate blew off. I mean, that's, thank God nobody got hurt. And so you keep hearing, you hear after the fact, somebody said, I warned them, but I got fired. Now, could the whistleblowers be lying? Could they say, now I could get them, I told you, that's why I lost my job. I didn't lose my job because I was stealing and because I was sleeping around on the job. I lost my job because I warned them about something that happened, you see? You know, again, it could always be he said, she said. We just don't know the situation. But I don't want a headline like this to scare people into not doing the right thing. And doing the right thing is making sure people don't get hurt. You have to. In fact, I couldn't live with myself if I knew something was being done wrong. I would rather lose the job than serve anything that could have food poisoning or teach anything that would teach the students wrong. I don't want to make young new doctors that are doing medicine wrong. I don't want to give people salmonella. I couldn't live with it. And I will take the risk of being a whistleblower if that comes with the territory. Because I couldn't live with myself for being silent. But there has to be a better way. And what I don't understand is why are these companies, like the Titan Sub Company or Boeing, allegedly, I know this is, allegedly, why would, if somebody brings up safety issues, not jump on it? The first thing somebody should say is thank you. You know, I had a family member who had found a very deadly safety flaw. And when they brought it up, I mean, it was the most miserable day of his life. Threatened to be fired, all this other stuff. And it turned out he was fine. And somebody thanked him. You saved lives. Okay, that should have been the only response. You saved lives. Instead, they put that person through hell. Well, then everybody else sees this and goes, well, maybe, you know what, they're making their own mistakes. No. No, I mean, you got to live with yourself. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 1 in 5 Americans over the age of 50 have nothing saved for retirement. I can understand that. I came from a family who never had money for retirement. All the grandparents and great-grandparents and parents, they always kind of required Social Security or the kids to help support them. Remember grandma living with us? We just took care of him. It's a little different now. Many of us don't have kids or big families who will all swoop in and take care of grandma or grandpa. And so if 1 in 5 Americans don't have anything saved up for retirement, they are going to really, really need to depend on the government dime. And I think the government dime, by the time these 50-year-olds need it, isn't going to be as plentiful. So we need to do something. Nancy Lamond, Executive Vice President and Chief Advocacy and Engagement Officer for AARP, said in a press release that America is facing a serious retirement crisis. Congress must act more swiftly to provide the financial support older Americans need and deserve. Now, the future of Social Security remains uncertain. The government is looking at retirement legislation. But again, where is all the money coming from? I would love it if somebody says, Dahlia, don't worry about it. Once you stop working, we got you. I just don't know if I could rely on that. And so, do I have enough for retirement? Absolutely not. I had a little bit socked away, and then we had 2 family members who died, my father and his mother, in the same year, and nobody had money for the funeral. So I had to pay for that, and that just went to 2 funerals, knocked out whatever money I had for that. Then, you know, you're paying for college, you're paying for medical issues, you're paying for, you're helping support family members. It's hard to put stuff away. What Congress is currently considering is the Bipartisan Retirement Savings for Americans Act. It would provide retirement savings accounts to eligible workers without employer-sponsored retirement plans. There's also the Automatic IRA Act of 2024, which seeks to employ access to employer-sponsored IRAs with automatic contributions. So I like that idea because a lot of us are self-employed. So we don't have an employer who offers it, automatically takes the money out for you, matches it. We don't have that. And so it would be nice for there to be some sort of retirement plan that people could have who are self-employed. And more and more people are self-employed these days because the average person does not have a job where they're there for 20 years. Apparently, there's like a gold IRA, an American Hartford Gold, that this site called MoneyWise suggests. I don't know much about it. But they say when you open a gold IRA, they diversify your portfolio and stabilize your finances. I don't want to do a commercial for them. But there's also compound real estate bonds that might earn 8.5%. I don't know who these things are, so I'm not recommending them, but this is what the article is talking about. But I would rather we talk about more practical advice. I don't know much about these companies, so do your own research. But you have got to, day one, start thinking about retirement. You know, I have a young son who just got a job. And I immediately talked to him about socking money away for retirement. Now, when you're in your 20s, you don't really think about that. You're like, well, I'll worry about that when I'm in my 40s and 50s. No. You need to start thinking about that when you're 18. So you also have to understand that you got to weigh the risks of debt, you know, and savings. So credit card debt, I think 30% of older adults have a credit card balance that carries over at least $10,000. 12% say their balance are $20,000. You have got to get that credit card to zero, where you just pay off the $200 or the $800 or the $1,000 off each month so that you don't have the extra interest, which is going to mean you have to stop putting things on your credit card. If you can't afford a new iPhone, don't get the new iPhone. You know, my iPhone has a crack. I didn't even notice it, but the back of my phone is cracked. My phone still works, so I'm not going to buy a new one. I am totally fine with it. I have a blouse, one of my favorite blouses, that has a rip and a tear in it. I'll sew it myself. I don't need to buy a new blouse. Now, I might need new shoes. You know, because I run and exercise a lot. But I have boots and I have dress shoes. They're still fine. Purses. Look at what you have and what you're spending it on. And do rewears. You know, rewear Wednesday. It's totally fine. You can rewear whatever you want. That's rewear Wednesday needs to be a thing. And you don't always have to be in something new. these cars. You know, if you really don't need an electric vehicle, okay, I understand there's a lot of pressure to buy one, but if you're not ready to purchase a brand new car, you'd rather put money away for retirement, do so. That's totally fine. Yeah, nobody should be pressuring you to buy a new car. The mandate is all new cars being sold need to be electric. And I know people are nervous because they think what's going to happen is there won't be gas stations anymore. I don't think that's going to be for a few years. Just understand that if the government does do something stupid where it does start to get forced, make sure you have some money put aside. I thought, was it Toyota was going to sell a $10,000 truck? I think Toyota was advertising they were going to have a truck for $10,000. And everybody was so happy about that, and then that got squashed. And it was supposed to be up to speed in terms of safety and all that. I think it's because automakers really like the fact that cars are $50,000, $70,000, $80,000. I saw an Aventador Lamborghini last week, and then I saw, is it a Hurricane Lamborghini? Whew, those cars are nice. I'd never be able to buy one, but those are what, 200,000, 300,000 cars? Who knows? So what you should be doing right now is not thinking about the Lamborghinis, okay? Not thinking about the new iPhones, is you really have to take a look at what are you guys spending. Now, many of you will say, but whenever I do that, the money still gets spent on something. Well, not if you actively squirrel it away. You know, with my smoker patients, what I used to tell them to do is whatever money they were going to take to go to the store, put it in a jar. And I wanted them to see the money grow. They might not be able to see their lung function grow, but look at the money you're saving. Every time you're about to buy a cigarette, a pack of cigarettes, put the money in the jar and stay home and see what happens. Now, one of my patients said, I just now have $20 that I can now go and buy another carton. Like, no, that's not what it was for. But you can do that. If you, let's say, have a $5 subscription to something, stop that $5 subscription and have your bank squirrel that $5 a month to your savings account. You might have to do these tricks, but you got to do it. And for some of you going, Dr. Dahlia, squirreling $5 a month is not going to be enough. Of course it's not going to be enough, but it's going to get you started. Anytime you could find a buck or two, easy baby steps, a buck or two to squirrel away and save, do it. Don't get caught up in these reward programs where if you buy here, you get rewards. It makes you think you're getting something for nothing. But you can, you know, you can take advantage of certain deals and specials and coupons if you really have to go to that restaurant or you really have to buy that. But if you don't have to buy it, every time you don't buy something, throw that money, hard cash, or into the account. It's called your no account. Every time you say no, what's that going to? And you might be pretty pleasantly surprised. You might notice you're saving a few hundred bucks a month. So being, being proactive, you know, will help. You know, you might want to talk to some of these financial companies. They might be able to help you, get you excited about it. You know, be very careful with their fees. But if one in five Americans do not have anything saved for retirement, we do have a retirement crisis. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.